Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tai.
Select Irish on FM 104, and every week we chat to an artist about the first gig they ever went to. This week I'm joined by Ryan Ennis. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for popping in to us.
Thank you for having me.
So what was the first gig you ever went to?
The first gig I ever went to was Aslan in the Olympia.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Followed by Rihanna in the Aviva.
Wow.
Yeah, but Aslan probably tops it.
Had you been a big fan?
Of Aslan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every Irish person, especially from Dublin, is a huge fan of Aslan. Like, and especially since they're so close to home. I'm only in Glasdevin, which is only around the corner from where they're from. But yeah, huge fan.
And from Aslan and Rihanna, what was the main aspects you took from the shows?
The main aspects? Well, they're two completely different shows.
They really are, yeah.
Yeah, so different. Like, I went to the Olympia, I remember, with my three friends, and we were sitting in whatever class it was at the time, and we just said, will we go? And I think I had to ask your mum and dad to let me go, because we were only 15 or whatever, but wasn't any drinking or anything.
Of course, yeah.
Then Rihanna was, it's just, like, the comparison between the two is huge.
Yeah, because the production she'd have.
Oh, the production was just unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
And Steve Eva, you know what I mean? Maybe I'll be there one day.
Absolutely. Had you already started music yourself at that point?
No, I only started in COVID.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was very late. But in saying that, I always was a huge fan of music, as everyone is. But I played guitar and I always had that musical touch. But getting into producing side of things and the DJing didn't come around until about 2020 March, when COVID happened and everything shut down. So it was probably around April, probably around the month after, and I just decided for something to do to pass the time. But it was very late, but definitely not then, no. But I took every song that I went to and heard. But
that's the thing, though. You say it was late, but like, you're probably always listening to music anyway. As you said, you're going to Aslan and Rihanna within a short period of time. So it was obviously music was there.
Yeah, I love the gigs. Like, my dad always says, keep every single ticket. He's always saying, make a little scrapbook and put every ticket in. But as I said, like, I took every song from every gig that I went to, and it obviously plays a part in what I make today.
Because you were doing law, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I just have one thing to do to finish up, but I'll probably it'll probably be a while before I go back.
Mm-hmm.
All going well.
Yeah, but you enjoy doing both, and it's nice that you can do both.
Yeah, that's what I originally wanted to do. Like, but as I said, like, things are going well at the minute, so long may it last.
100%. And
with the music law, maybe.
yeah, exactly. And totally could do that.
Yeah, that'd be good to do.
What was your own first gig with the DJ?
My own first gig was a festival, and it was still kind of during COVID. So there was still sort of restrictions, and obviously up north their restrictions loosened before ours.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a festival in Antrim called Dal Riada Fest, and it was actually gas because I brought my whole family up and everyone went up and there was loads of people there. All my friends come up and I was handing over to Joel Curry, then Ella Henderson was after, and Clean Bandit. So it was a mad old first gig, but it was unbelievable. I don't think I'll top that day, to be honest. The sun, everything. We got to stay up there, and me and my dad were just so proud, yeah.
Were you nervous at all?
It's probably the only gig that I actually was nervous for. I was nervous for about 10 minutes, and that was it. I think, like, you have a trailer and all backstage, and your name on it, and me and all my mates are sitting in it, and we're saying, what's going on here? Like, and then I remember Joel walking in, and we just went for a little walk and had a look at the stage and everyone, and it kind of died down then.
Yeah, because you kind of settle into it then, I think.
Yeah, it kind of just came a bit more real. Like,
yeah.
And then once you play that first song, get that first mix over the line, then the nerves die down.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And then obviously you've had so many more since then and so much success. Were you expecting it to happen so quickly?
not as quick as it did, but at the same time, it probably would have been quicker. Like, if we weren't in COVID, obviously it wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have done it if we weren't, if COVID didn't happen. But like, that wait for all the clubs to reopen was a killer. Do you know what I mean? So I had to wait months upon months upon months. But when it did, it was a big relief. Like, but no, I wasn't expecting that at all. I wasn't expecting anything really. I just was throwing up a mix, just throwing up a few songs that I like to make. But
yeah,
look.
And you've recently just re-signed to Universal. You'd done it once before. Was it different the second time round?
Yeah, because I feel like, although it was, so what was it, 2021, 2024, 3 years, I do feel a little bit older. Like, yeah, I'm after learning a lot more. Like, when I signed that first contract, I hadn't even done that first gig. It was 2 days before I'd done that gig. Yes, I was a mad old week that. But so obviously I've learned a lot. I've been away countless times. I've had a few mad summers. Like, but I've learned a lot. And re-signing was just unbelievable. And it was just kind of more of a chilled where people went to the mad one for the first few days last time. But it was just kind of a relief because I've worked so hard the last few months and put a lot of work in behind the scenes. And just on the music front, I've so much there that I just can't wait to get all out now.
What's the best advice you've gotten over those last 3 years?
The best advice, I always go back to this, and it's, this too shall pass. So anything good or bad, it will pass. It doesn't last.
And that's the thing. And I think that is a really good thing to live by as well, because you can kind of get stuck in things as well.
Yeah.
But you have to look forward.
Just dwelling on things as well. Like, so it all passes. Thank God I re-signed.
That's still a big celebration. Yeah. And the brand new single was released as well, Let Them Know. What is this single about? What did you think about when you were going into it?
So it kind of, it came around and I discovered more about the track as time went on, really. And I was sent it around last year, it's over a year now. And I was, I remember hearing the vocal and John Newman, Taylor Parks, it's unbelievable. And I was saying, how has no one done anything with this? Like, and I'd been told that it was sitting up on the shelf for a while. So it wasn't actually directly going to record. And I was sent it by my manager, what do you think of this? And I fell in love with it straight away. I went on to learn then, James actually told me, that the song was written in the south of France, 2016 or something like that, on a yacht in a writing camp. 2016 was probably the same year that I went to Aslan, to my very first gig. So I was probably doing my junior cert and only going to gigs. But it's just crazy how a song can be written in 2016, 2017, when I can't really remember what it was. And then fast forward to 2024 and it's out now. But yeah, the meaning behind it is just really let them know you love them. And it's in the lyrics, it's pretty straightforward. But it's also about just letting people know that you're there for them, and especially in times of need when people need it.
And it's mad to think that a song can be made back then and still be sitting there for you to be able to use it. And
exactly, I was very surprised. Hopefully my version done it justice. But I think it did, we brought it to life, like, and it has that summer feel to it. And that's really what I wanted to do. Like, the piano chords came very quickly, so all of a sudden I was sitting there and I remember just sending a video. I think it was the only time I actually ever done that, because I usually export it, whatever, but I took a video and sent it to my manager and it just went from there. Yeah, we were buzzing. I think we posted it on, oh, I actually got in trouble, yeah. That's a funny one, yeah. Because I remember I had someone who's helped me, like, take videos when we were in the studio or whatever, and took a video of me playing the track and saying, "My new summer anthem, this is Ryan Ennis, Let Them Know," and la da da. All of a sudden, my manager later on said, "You have to fund that out. We weren't 100% able to use it, this or that." So, probably should have ran it by him first before we posted that. But look, a year later, and it's out now.
But also at that point, you're kind of going, "Well, this is mine now." So,
yeah, so I was just no choice. I was saying, "No one else is getting it." You know what I mean? But it's a great track and it's definitely one of my favourites.
And you mentioned earlier about your friends and everyone travelling up to the gigs, and I heard you talking about it before, where you're saying how important it is to have those people around you who are willing to support it. And that's a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. Like, it's huge because, like, I've done it where I've been away, and it's hard to go away by yourself and play. Like, it does get lonely. Everyone always says to me, "Oh, you live the life, you do this, you do that," but it isn't as easy as everyone thinks, like, you know what I mean? Especially, like, I'd have a handy. Like, imagine all the big superstars, you know what I mean, doing 3-4 gigs. But having someone there, which it goes a long way, and especially like your first gig, having everyone there, your ma, dad, your brother,
yeah,
everyone that could come off stage, then we're all on a high. Like, so yeah, it's amazing just to have everyone there with you. But there is the opposite side of it when you're by yourself, so that's where it really comes into play.
So we're moving into summer now, all the festivals. Is there anything you're up to that you can tell us about?
Yeah. Not that I can say yet, but there is a lot. It will be a very busy summer, music-wise and gig-wise.
Excellent.
But I can't say much yet.
That's okay. Where's the best place people can keep track of everything you're doing?
On my Instagram, it is at @RyanEnnis_. That is the best place to find out all the information on me.
Amazing. Ryan Ennis, thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.